Geeky Girl Gap Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Geeky Girl Gap. I'm Candace.
And I'm Brie.
And today we're going to be talking about obscure Disney movies that we love.
Yay.
This is Brie's idea. So Brie, what's one of your favorites?
Okay, because I have several favorites.
I know you do.
As you and I know, we're both really, Candace and I are both really big Disney
fans.
I was going to say freaks, but I was
freaks too, yeah. No, she's over in California and she has a Disneyland pass while I'm in Florida and I have the Disney World annual pass. So we go there a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, when we were kids, we went there too.
Definitely. And we will be going to Disneyland soon.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing. So recently you watched one of your favorites.
I did. So over in LA, we have the El Capitan Theater. Which plays nonstop Disney films. And I had never been there before. And I got to see a Goofy movie there.
How was it? Was it everything you remember?
It was a blast from the past. Like, the whole theater was there of, like, older millennials who grew up with the film. They brought their kids. Like, some people had kids there. There was older people who, like, knew about it, who were probably, like, high schoolers when they saw it. It was just like collective Goofy movie community, I guess. It was so much fun. I got to meet Max and he did a dance before the film to Powerline and it was really cool. One thing that I love about a Goofy movie is that it's a universal theme. Like, you know, people can say like, oh, the princess movies are just for boys or, you know, like, you know, Goofy movies just for guys, but I really don't think that because, you know, all of the films that Disney does have very universal themes. And what I loved about this one is like a moody teenager who's embarrassed about his dad and done in a musical, pop musical format.
Do you think it's retro now?
Well, calling it retro is like calling us retro. So I don't really want to like say that, but I mean, I guess I'm nostalgic because I love the hand-drawn 2D films. There's something about CGI, like I like Tangled, but I honestly think I just miss those days in the hand-drawn technique because I just feel like, I don't know, I just love it so much better. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, you don't think it's just your nostalgia glasses on?
It probably could be, but I mean, I do enjoy Tangled and the way that it's done, but, you know, there's just something more magical looking about the 2D effect.
A 2D animated film that I love from childhood is The Great Mouse Detective.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yes, and after reading Sherlock Holmes as an adult, I really understand all the references. And of course, Vincent Price as the villain is amazing.
So good.
Not gonna lie, he terrified me as a child. And he still kind of terrifies me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did love his bat with a peg leg.
Yes, that was so random.
I loved it so much.
And another Disney film that I loved that was also from the 90s, it was Hercules.
I just watched that last night. No lie.
That's hilarious. And I feel like it doesn't get enough love.
It doesn't. And I was talking to my roommate because him and I watched it last night and, you know, I made a comment. I was like, you know, everyone loves to say Elsa and Anna were like the first like strong heroines of Disney. And I'm like looking back and I'm like, Meg was sassy. She like held her own. She gave no fucks about anything, you know, like she got in a bad situation of loving a guy, sold her soul, was heartbroken. And I don't know. She's so relatable. One of my favorite obscure Disney films is The Black Cauldron. I don't know. Did you ever see that one, Candace?
I've seen it years ago, and I believe my sister has the DVD somewhere.
It's so good. Another, you know, strong heroine is Ilani that no one talks about. It was one of Disney's more darker films, like even the animation, like, it has such, like, a different animation style almost that reminded me of some of my favorite, like, obscure movies that, like, are non-Disney, you know, animation. And it really was a true fantasy film. You know, it has, like, the same, ways, like Lord of the Rings almost, it almost reminds me of it, you know? And their villain is super scary.
So that came out in 1985, back before like Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And it kind of, this was before Disney ruled the world, really, in movies. And there were some issues with it.
I guess so. I mean, I feel like people didn't expect such a dark natured film, maybe, because it was Disney. But, you know, you have to remember, 80s was all about taking a risk. And most of the movies out then were darker. And, you know, I'm sure we'll do another podcast where we talk about, like, obscure movies and TV shows that we liked from that era. But, you know, it just, it felt with the times. But I think people didn't like it because it was so different from, like, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White. You know, they had come to expect certain things, maybe. Because I love it so much, I don't understand why it has such a negative backlash.
Do you remember the Aristocats?
Do I remember it? Yes, everybody want to be a cat.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some people don't? They, like, don't even know that's a Disney movie?
What?
I mean, the Marie's merchandise is all over the park, but it's only totally. Marie.
That is weird.
Marie's the girl cat, the little white fluffy cat. Girls don't I'm a start lady. Fights. Yeah, that's girls don't why. Start fights. They end them.
Yeah, totally awesome. Love her.
Yes, but a lot of people don't remember them. And one of my friend's daughter is 4, and she adores Aristocats completely. So every time I'm at Disney, I'm always keeping my eyes open for anything related to them. But all I can ever find is just Marie merchandise.
I mean, it's such a great film. I loved the gooses.
Oh, yeah. Their little bottle. Geese?
Yeah, the geese. Yeah. Sorry, gooses is not a word.
No, it's not.
Gooses and geese. Mises and meese. Right? Meese? Is that one? There were meese in The Great Mouse Detective.
Another one I really loved was, that came out recent, well, more recent than these other ones, was Meet the Robinsons, which was a CGI movie. Very excited.
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, it's like one of the one, I've even seen Chicken Little, like, I haven't seen Meet the Robinsons, and from Tumblr, like, the gifs I see about it, it just looks great, and I don't know why I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, when I come to LA, I'm bringing the DVD with me, because I totally have the DVD. It's a great story about adoption and family, and it's silly and smart at the same time, and I love it.
That's great. I really like The Rescuers Down Under.
That's my favorite of The Rescuers.
What? Really?
I hadn't seen, actually, like, when I was younger, I had only seen Rescuers Down Under. I didn't even know there was a movie before that. I didn't know it was
really?
A sequel. Yeah.
Oh, I love the first one with the alligators and that crazy lady on the boat. Great.
Yeah, but yeah, Rescuers Down Under. That's my jam.
Oh, so good. I loved the two nieces.
Bianca, right?
Bianca and Bernard.
Yes.
Bianca always had the coolest, like, little Russian hat.
Yes.
Puffball.
She was styling.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah, I love that. Like, it was so good. And it was, like, all about, like, helping animals and had this cool, like, international spy thing for mouse Mises.
I just remember they dropped, like, they're in a restaurant, but they're, like, in the chandelier, I think, of the restaurant.
Yes!
And the human waiter drops a pea, and then one of them grabs a pea, and he's like, ooh, pea soup. So that's how they serve the mice in the restaurant. It's very The Mouse Detective-esque.
It is. I mean, I think it was probably done by the same people. If I'm not mistaken, or I might be totally mistaken. I mean, I love Atlantis.
Oh, that was what I was just about to say.
No way.
It has such a diverse cast. And
it does. If people are complaining that Disney didn't put enough, like, POC or strong females, like, they have not seen Atlantis at all.
I'm not quite sure why they didn't do well.
I don't know. It was such a cool action adventure. It had mystery. Like I said, I mean, those are some strong women in that team, you know?
Multiple.
You have the teenager who's the chief mechanic, who is Hispanic.
There's Helga.
Mm-hmm. Helga. Claire.
And then there's, of course, Kida, the princess.
Who's awesome.
Voiced by Cree Summer, who is an amazing voice actress.
Yeah. And I love Dr. Sweet.
Which character was he?
The really tall African-American yes. guy. Mm-hmm. He was great. I loved him. Mole was creepy.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
But it didn't get good reviews. It didn't do well at the box office.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was because, I mean, if that was a point where 2D animation versus computer animation were really changing.
Like at a crossroads?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. It's a shame. Like I said, 2D is so magical. I mean, it's a shame it didn't get the proper acknowledgement. I mean, because really, they had an interracial relationship in it.
They did. That was a first, right? One of the
No, it definitely was. I mean, because that came out before The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, if we don't talk, if we don't count the Aristocats and the Tomcat, right?
Yeah. The Ginger Cat. Oh, okay. I know this is probably like our longest one, but I do have to mention one of my favorite films.
Go for it.
Robin Hood.
How is that not a classic?
I don't know. It's so, so good. That fox, his voice, I was in love with. I was like, I want to marry that fox.
You know what? You are strangely not alone. There are so many people who are like, I have feelings for a fox. And everyone. Yeah.
I know. And they hit me again with Nick Wilde, but Robin Hood.
That's so... the inspiration was taken from was Nick Wilde. And there's a great theory that maybe Robin Hood is his ancestor.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah,
definitely. I love that one. I love the animation. I love the characters. Mrs. Cluck or Madam Cluck, whatever. Cluck, her first name was Madam Cluck, I think. I loved it. They had great songs. It's a classic story. Yeah. Yeah. And I love Sir Hiss. His name was Sir Hiss. Like, that is baller for his name.
It's right on the nose.
It is. Sir Hiss. I'm having way too much fun.
I know. We could talk about this forever.
We really could.
So one more. Have you seen The Emperor's New Groove?
Pull the lever.
Exactly. It has one of the best villains ever.
Oh, I mean, and the voice actress, come on, Eartha Kitt.
Classic.
So brilliant. Love her. Kronk is amazing.
Yeah, Patrick Warburton as Kronk is hilarious. You know, he composed his own, like, the humming, his own background music for that scene.
What?
I didn't know. And they had a credit for it.
That's brilliant.
Yes. Kronk is the sidekick for Yzma. And he's a stupid, handsome guy.
Who can cook and talk to squirrels.
Exactly. He has skills. It's a great show of friendship and a bromance.
Well, yeah, but I like how they do it because, I mean, first of all, I hated Kuzco because he was annoying. He was rich. He was egotistical. But then I liked his journey as a llama changed him.
You got to see the growth.
And one of my favorite parts is when they're like, how did you beat us here? And like, Kronk pulls down the map. He goes, logically, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, it's very meta in a few ways.
Yeah, I mean, they broke the fourth wall and had, you know, Kuzco talk to us narrating half the story before it got into it.
Yes, till it got to the point where he was narrating of him in the rain.
Yeah.
Sad llama.
Sad llama. Bad llama.
That was, yeah. There's just too many films that people forget about. I mean, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Cinderella, they're all classics and they're amazing. And I love them. But Disney has done some other great things as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I really do think that Goofy Movie or Hercules could easily be turned into like one of their next musicals.
Do you mean like, wait, I'm trying to see people dressed up as Goofy on a Broadway stage.
Well, I could see it. You could have, like, the ears and have face paint, but not, like, the long nose.
Okay, because I'm just seeing, like, Goofy from Disney World.
That's probably why they won't do it, because then they would have to make it, like, not the costume character. But definitely Hercules could be done.
No, definitely he could. Those songs are pretty awesome.
Oh, I love it.
Going you got the distance.
Yeah, and you got the muses. Oh,
yes. So good. And I What is Meg's song? I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Yes. Oh, with it's so good.
Yes, with the muses in the background. So yeah, they definitely, you know what? Why don't they do the live action version of some of these movies? Instead of doing their classics, why not bring the more obscure ones back?
They should. I mean, and like I said, it lends itself to musical, hands down.
Well, we could talk about this all day.
We could. If you want to hear us do a second version of this and, you know, tell us some of your favorites, too. That way, maybe we can see them.
Yes, and we can rewatch and get nostalgic again.
Being a sad 90s kid.
So you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're Geeky Girl Gab. And then we have our website, geekygirlgab.com. I'm Candace.
And I'm Bree. Stay geeky.